Thank you, Rush. Now, I have to say, my reading of that isn't the same with Jonah. I think that Jonah is just scared. You know, it's kind of like me telling you, go into the feminist lesbian section of the SBL and tell them that they're sinners. Meanwhile, Paul's in the bar, you know, because you don't want to do that. Now, as it turns out, it's not just normal. As it turns out, he just really doesn't want those people to repent, which is, you know, which is a very bad thing. Now, by the way, let me just take a look here. We've got Schlenzker back there. Okay. You'll notice here, Dan, this was classic reading on level two that he was doing today. And Jonah's an excellent case for that. Okay, let's go to Mark. Mark 1. Was it from 14? 14 to 20? When I opened this up, that's what I thought it was. And I thought it was 16, but I think it's from 14. Yeah. Μετά δε τα παραδοθένει τον Ιωάννην, and after the act of being handed over, John is the subject. That's why it's accusative. Jesus went into Galilee. Now, I want to observe first, it's kind of odd, that Greek in a way, because it's pretty good Greek, and it's very Lucan. Using metá, ta, plus the infinitive, using as well the de rather than kai. So that's a pretty nice literary touch there. So after this had happened, notice Jesus has the article, ha Jesus, picking up, anaphoric, picking up the previous discussion. He went into Galilee, kerusson ta oiangelion tou theou. Preaching the gospel of God. I would just like to alert you to the fact that that participle following the main verb is a present participle, and there is some indication that in New Testament era Greek, the present participle was used like the future participle in the classics to indicate purpose. In other words, translating it something like this, Jesus went into Galilee in order to proclaim the gospel. It is possible. I'm not entirely convinced, but I do want to alert you to that. The gospel of God. Note that it doesn't say why he went there. That blank you have to fill in. What's interesting about it is, after John had been handed over, he went to Galilee. Well, that's right where the danger was. Because the Herod who had him was Herod Antipas, who ruled over Galilee. So, you know, why did he go? What was the motivation there? You got to kind of fill in that blank in the story a little bit. Kai legon, saying, Hoti is probably huti recitative, that is, the huti-like quotation marks, giving you a recitation of what the quote was. Peplerotai ha kairos, the time, the appointed time. Remember, kairos is the due time, the appointed time. Stands fulfilled. That's a perfect, peplerotai. Third person singular, perfect, indicative, active. That omega is not a subjunctive. That's the omicron of the o contract verb going to omega. The kairos, the appointed time, stands fulfilled, and engeken he basalia tou theou, and the kingdom of God stands staring you in the puss. Engeken has drawn near and now stands right there face to face with you. Engeken, third singular, perfect indicative active. Please notice both of those verbs are perfect verbs, perfect tense verbs. So it is already in a fulfilled condition. The kingdom is staring you in the face. Repent, metanoite, kai pistoiete, and believe in the gospel. Now, note that both of those imperatives are present, so-called present. Now, that's interesting because no place else, except in the appeal of John the Baptist and the parallel appeal of Jesus in Luke, is a call for repentance done in the present. What it probably is the use of the present to signal that a connection is to begin between the people and their activity, and that is very obvious with the previous sentence. That is to say, what's the previous sentence? The time is fulfilled. The kingdom stands staring you in the face. What are you supposed to do now? Now, repent and believe the gospel. So, I'm ashamed somewhat to say that I disagree with Luther's first of the 95 theses, which was, when the gospel call went out, repent and believe the gospel, it meant that you should live a life of repentance. Not here. This is a signal that the time is at hand and that what should happen is that repentance should take place right now. Signal. I would also like to point out to you that pistoiete en to evangelio. Now, there's a lot of ink's been spilled over this. Believe in the gospel. Some people translate this, believe in the sphere of the gospel, and so on like that. Paul, interestingly enough, I was noticing that piece, the thing you did in Jonah, that the people trusted in. It's that simple, you know. Basically, it's a Hebraism. And Batach doesn't always use the B, but it, what else can it use? Does it use Al or something? Or it usually B. It's Aman, right. And so there shouldn't be a problem with this. This is a Hebraism. And so I think you could say trust in the gospel or believe the gospel, something like that. Now, what precisely the content of the gospel is, or the external entailment of this word, is another issue. You'll notice in 1 verse 1, look on your facing page. On 1 verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, is that the gospel proclaimed by Jesus, or the gospel about Jesus, and so on? That's one of the kind of mysteries of the beginning of this book here. I personally think it's the gospel about Jesus Christ. And so it is about him and his ministry, and I think that's probably the way to go here. Kingdom of God, reign and rule of God in the person of Jesus Christ. 16, kai paragon, and going along beside the sea, para, of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon. I've always been interested that it's not the brother of him, his brother, but the brother of Simon. Possibly, I mean, this is really speculative. I think possibly Jesus had a brother named Andrew. And they couldn't say Andrew his brother, because it could have logically meant that it was Jesus' brother Andrew. But he has to say that it is Simon and Simon's brother Andrew. Amphibolontos ente thalasse. Throwing a two-handed fishing net. Anything with amphi is two-handed. An amphora is a pot with two handles on it. Right? And they had these big nets. There were one-man nets, but then there were the big two-man nets that you use, stood in the water, threw it out into the shoal, pulled it back in, and so on. Eson gar ha le'ais, for they were fishermen. Ha le'ais is a third declension noun from haleois, like basilois, and this is the nominative plural. I'd like you to notice that the form amphibolontos is a present participle, a predicate position, and it's following a verb of sense. Often in this position, such participles are supplementary. That is to say, you translate it like this. He saw them throwing, not he saw them while they were throwing or because they were throwing. So he saw them throwing in the act of doing that. Now it says, throwing the two-handed net in the sea. I take it to mean they were standing or in the water in some way, not not like on land and firing it into the sea like that. Right. Kai aipen autois ho Jesus, and Jesus said to them, doite. Doite is a plural made form of doira, which is really an adverb, and it just means here. Like if I would say to a dog, here, meaning come here. That's what doite is. So it'd be like him saying, here, come here, come here, C-O-M-E-R-E, come here, after me, come on, and I will make you genestai, to become halaisanthropon, fishers of men. Genestai, aorist, middle infinitive of genomai. Notice it's not present, doesn't have to be. It isn't that they're talking about any kind of, you know, policy or anything like that, just what's going to happen to become fishers of men. Kai oithis, now that's actually an adjective, oithis. Oitheos would be the adverbial form, or oithi, the neuter singular accusative adverbial. But this is a slight grammatical error in the same way that we would say he hit the ball real good, where you're using good as an adverb instead of well. And immediately, aphentes, that is a plural, masculine plural nominative participle from aphiemi. When the yoda goes out, then you know you're dealing with the third principal part. And having left ta dictua, the nets, good example of the classical use of the article as possession, their nets, the nets of the things that they were doing, e kaluthesan auto, they followed him. Now, I'd like to just stop right there and say, I think that's a kind of an amazing statement, you know, why they would do this. I think this indicates that they knew him, he knew them, and that there's probably, he's a famous guy by this time. It'd be kind of Rush Limbaugh going around and say, hey, come here, help me out. And the guy goes along and follows him. This isn't just Joe Slobotnik showing up on the scene, nobody has any idea who this is, and, you know, kind of going, follow me or something like that. Yeah. Kai prabas, and having gone along, prabino, that's from bino, that's an aorist active participle, masculine singular nominative, and having gone along oligon, a little ways, that's adverbial, he saw James, the one of Zebedee, that'd be father of, husband of, son of. Well, in this case, it's son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Notice how he just did it there. He didn't say the brother of John, of James. He just says his brother. Kai autus, and autus ento ployo katarizontas ta dictia. And them mending in the boat their nets. I think that katarizontas is also to be understood as supplementary. He saw them, and they themselves, maybe the autuses themselves there, they themselves were doing this. They weren't having servants do it. Mending their nets in the boat. Kai and immediately, ekalasen, third singular aorist indicative active, he called them. And upon leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired guys, the misthotes is a hired hand, apelthen, they went away after him. Now, a couple of things on this text. Note, 14 and 15 are, of course, really critical, getting the story going. Jesus concentrating on the proclamation, but also the proclamation being built upon the notion that in him and his ministry, the kingdom of God, that is to say, the active reign and rule of God, is physically present and in power, in action. Now, it's not just the reign and rule of God in your hearts. Can't preach that. It's the reign and rule of God that is present in Christ, so that when he casts out demons, when he raises the dead, when he heals the man with the withered hand, when he converts people, all the rest, that is the reign and rule of God in action. And he is claiming that this is happening with him. He gets these people on board with him. They are not necessarily poor, dumb, ignorant, poor fishermen. Why? It's Zebedee and Sons Incorporated. This is probably a pretty good business. They've got hired hands working for them. Galilee and Capernaum in particular were the center of the fishing industry of Upper Palestine. Capernaum was a very big crossroads. They know that from archaeology and so forth. And the fact of the matter is, there's every reason to believe that these people were quite with it and knew Greek and so on like that. Thus, the fact that Peter, for example, could write good Greek shouldn't at all be a surprise to us. So he may well have picked people that were sort of entrepreneurial types as much as anything else as well. Okay, very good.